I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. On today's show, we're going to be talking about tapering ahead of the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon. If you're running Comrades, I've got Lindsay Parry with us, the official Comrades Marathon coach. Lindsay, welcome back. Good to touch base.
Yeah, and also getting into an exciting part of the running year. Two Oceans, one of our premier races, and obviously moving into the real meaty training of the Comrades Marathon, probably the premier road race in South Africa.
Yeah, Lindsay, and we're talking about Two Oceans, but this advice would apply to any one of the ultras. And it doesn't matter where you are. Obviously, we're talking the South African running scene, but if you're running an ultra and you are training for Comrades and you're using the ultra as a training run, what's the deal with tapering? Should you taper in the build-up to a race like the Old Mutual Two Oceans if you're running Comrades?
Look, I always want athletes to feel good at Two Oceans. So whether Two Oceans is a training run, whether they're going to push it a little bit, and this year, because there is a large gap, I suppose it lends itself better to doing that. But I still feel like if you run it hard, it's going to compromise Comrades in a way. But yeah, having said that, I would still have a degree of taper, which I would decide on how important is Two Oceans to me. So if Two Oceans is your prime race, then you will spend probably a full best part of 3 weeks tapering. So it would be a fairly traditional taper in that sense that, you know, 3 weeks out, you will have already radically reduced your weekly long run. But you'll still have your weekday runs fairly similar. And then from about 10 days out, you'd even start to reduce your weekday runs and then do very little running in the last week going into Two Oceans. If it's going to be a pure training race for Comrades, you really don't care how you do, you just want to run nice and easy, then I would just do the last 3 days. So the last 3 days, I'd do very little running. I'd reduce the mileage of the week, and I would adjust the total mileage for the week to pretty close to the average mileage that you've run up to this point, let's say over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and or what you're planning. In fact, sorry, what would be better is if you actually look at what am I planning mileage-wise in my peak weeks for Comrades, and then you adapt the rest of the run so that your total week, including that 5K, 56K, will then be the same total, and I would schedule a rest day for the Sunday. And then if you want to run a firm or a hard-ish Oceans, but Comrades is still the main goal, then I would just have a week-long taper. So I'd literally just have the last week as my taper, very little running, get myself fresh but not completely champing at the bit, have a fairly strong run. And in that scenario, and the scenario where Oceans is actually my main race, I would take the following week off. If you've done Two Oceans as a pure training run, then of course the next week you could probably just treat as a normal recovery week. So that would be at about 70% of your typical weekly mileage. Keep all the running easy, and then you go forward from there. But if you've run it hard or you've raced it, then you take a week off, build up for a week, and then you get back into Comrades training.
Okay, great advice. Don't forget as well, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching, you can check out coachparry.com/training. That's where you can find out about our one-on-one coaching packages. It is probably the best one-on-one coaching money can buy, so make sure you go check it out. That's coachparry.com/training. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.